When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is an exclusive presentation of News Radio KMAN, your home for K-State athletics. It's game time. This is The Game on News Radio KMAN.
Well, we got a really short show today, guys. We're out of here at 4:30. We got K-State baseball coming up. The Bat-Cats now in the northeast of the United States of America, as the Cats will battle the Yukon Huskies tonight in Storrs, Connecticut, with first pitch just after 5 o'clock right here on News Radio KMAN with Brian Smuller on the broadcast. Tonight is Country Night up there. I'm very interested to know what Country Night in Storrs, Connecticut looks like. I honestly don't know much about Storrs, Connecticut other than it's where Yukon is.
Yeah, I don't think I know a single other bullet point about Storrs, Connecticut outside of that.
Well, then I know they just built that baseball stadium. I think it's just a couple of years old, so it's a very new stadium. I don't know how good the press box is. I'm always curious to know about that stuff.
That's the best part of being a broadcaster, you're digging into it.
As a soccer broadcaster for 5 years for K-State, had some really good but mostly pretty rough places to go call a game. Yeah. Any home game was very comfortable, obviously.
Yeah.
Cats know how to take care of somebody from the media. But on the road, man, some really rough places. I asked, actually, I think it was at UCF. I think Smuller was doing the UCF, and the press box is like two spots, and it's all the way down the third base line. It's a horrible spot. We're going to have Dalton Reiser, former K-State offensive lineman, joining us here in just a few moments as we're going to talk the third annual Kymel for Kids Golf Tournament taking place on April 27th at Colbert Hills. He'll be calling in here in just a moment to talk about that. A lot of things actually happening today, believe it or not. And it just so happens it's on a short show. We mentioned K-State baseball. K-State football was announced earlier today that they'll have a home-and-home coming up against Oregon State. And who knows what conference Oregon State's going to be at that time. This may not be a Power 5 matchup or a Power 4 or a Power 3 or a Power 2. Who knows where Oregon State, who knows where K-State will be in 2030 and 2031 when that home-and-home will take place. The first game, 2030 Manhattan, and then Corvallis for 2031. In basketball news, Umar Ballo, the Arizona transfer who was scheduled to take a visit this weekend in the Little Apple, earlier today committed to Indiana. And I think that's the only visit he took. And wow, he had four more scheduled. So those things happen.
That sucks.
Maybe he's one of those, if the Indiana thing just didn't go right, if you know what I mean, that he had more options on the table.
Yeah.
So the options and the possibility on who could be that next big man for K-State does remain open. The hard-hitting news today was actually about former K-State broadcaster Greg Sharp. Greg Sharp, who was a Cat, I believe the years were 96-02 when he called K-State football and men's basketball. He was doing his radio show last night, and he announced that he is currently battling cancer. Now, when I got into K-State sports, he was the voice. And his voice is all over the highlights when it comes to the rise of K-State football. 97, 98, 2000, 99, 2000. Those years, Greg Sharp was the guy. And I hope that I am half the broadcaster that Greg Sharp is. Staying away from Nebraska probably because he's the voice of Nebraska now. But, Greg, we got your back. And, of course, thoughts and prayers with him as he goes through this battle with cancer. Let's see if there's anything else I forgot. I think I got to everything. So let's get to the man of the hour here on the show. We're now pleased to be joined by Dalton Reiser, former three-time team captain, four-year starter. Dalton Reiser now joins us here on the show. Dalton, really appreciate your time. How excited are you about getting back to Manhattan here soon?
Hey, man, thank you so much for having me on. I sure appreciate it. And it's always great to get back to MHK, man. I'm going to have to go visit Taco Lucha, get myself a Nancy, go over to Mr. K's, get myself a cookie bake, and then head on down to the golf tournament. Life will be good.
Is there a person or a couple of people that, because you just went through a checklist of a lot of us, I live here, obviously, but those coming back into town will get to things that they certainly want to do. But is there a person or two that you're texting first that's saying, hey, guys, I'm coming back to town. Let's do something.
Are you kidding me? Of course, man. I'm going on year five of my foundation's tour. When I was at Kansas State, I was there for a long time, 5 years. And I managed to make a lot of friends and, you know, hopefully have a lot of impact on people. And a lot of those people were through, you know, not at the time, but my foundation now, whether it be through Special Olympics, the Big Brother, Big Sisters program, or Camp Hope. I mean, so many great organizations in the Manhattan area that helped me make friends. And one of them is Michael Carpenter. He's a part of Manhattan Special Olympics. I'm seeing him the day before the golf tournament. The day before that, I'm stopping in Topeka to see a family that I've made great friends with, for the little boy named Caden who had cancer. So I actually leave every year about 3 or 4 days before the tournament, because I'm just doing exactly what you just asked, visiting people, making up, checking up on people, stuff like that. So it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the opposite. When you're coming to town, people are texting you like, hey, let's hang out, let's do something, trying to get 5 minutes with Dalton Reiser. But you're certainly a busy guy. We're short time, so we're kind of going to go rapid fire here, because there's a lot of stuff I want to ask you about. But we got to first just let's take a step back and look at your playing career here at K-State, because there's a couple of things I'm interested in knowing about. So the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, there were two really surprising wins for K-State football. 2 years ago against Oklahoma State, when, you know, Will Howard had a big day, it was a shutout victory over a top 10 team. You had the same opponent that became a surprise win in Stillwater against a top 10 Oklahoma State team back in 2017. We all remember Byron Pringle scoring 4 touchdowns. What many might not remember is that was a big running game. That a lot of handoffs to Alex Barnes and trying to run it down their throat. What do you remember specifically about that game, and about maybe did the game plan transition to just, hey, let's just chuck it down the field to Byron Pringle and see what he can do? What do you remember about that game?
Well, you know, what I remember about the game is Alex Barnes had a great day running on the ground. As an offensive line, we had a lot of success with offensive line coach Charlie Dickey, who then went and turned over to the dark side, and he is a Cowboy down in Stillwater now. So it's crazy how that works. But, man, it was just one of those days where everything's clicked. In the game of football, sometimes you have those games where everything you game planned all week seems to work, and it works flawlessly, and you're dominating guys, and it's just a fun day. And there's also the opposite days in football, but that was one of those days that it clicked. But I think it all started with the run game. And then the big plays that we needed to happened. The defense came to play. And it's a great memory for me. I have a picture from that game of me just being super excited. And that's a fun place to win.
Okay, so speaking of the running tack and the work you would do on the road in Big 12 play, what was it about playing Baylor in Waco? And, of course, Alex Barnes was still the running back, had big days. What was it about Baylor that you guys just were able to run all over the Bears in Waco?
Man, I think a lot of it had to do with defensive coordinators, schemes, defensive fronts. What I remember about Baylor and Oklahoma State is they didn't load the box like a lot of teams would. I don't think that the Kansas State football team is the same, but back whenever we played, I feel like a huge positive to our play was the run game and establishing the run game and then going to play.
Oh, no, we lost him. I'm sure he'll try to call back here in just a second, but Dalton Reiser joins us. There he was, and he's calling back right away. So we got disconnected there for a second. We'll wait for Owen to get him back on the line here, and then we'll get this thing going. That dreaded click. All right, we're good to go. We got Dalton Ryan's back. Dalton, go ahead. You can finish your answer as we got disconnected.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. What I was going to say is I just felt like whenever we were back in those days in 2016, 17, 2018, one thing that we did well was run the rock, and we went play action off of that. And Kansas State teams nowadays, I feel like, are better through the air. But regardless, those teams like Baylor, Oklahoma State, I felt like they wouldn't load the box. They wouldn't dare us to throw the ball. And the teams that we struggled with were more the Oklahomas back when I played, and they loaded that box with eight or nine. They said, even if you put a fullback and two of your tight ends in, we're going to keep you to 2 yards a carry. We're going to shut down QB run. We are going to dare you to QB drop back and pass. And I felt like those were the games that we struggled because that wasn't our strong suit. So I'll tell you that I think we had success against the Baylors in Waco and the Oklahoma States because I don't think that they were really daring us to pass, and I don't think that they respected our run game and our play action enough.
Dalton Reisner is our guest. So, you know, this past season, Cooper Beebe really stole some headlines in that Houston game as he laid down a sweet pancake block for a rushing touchdown. I know you had such a fun 4-year career as a starter for K-State, but is there a highlight pancake block or two that is one of your favorites that you laid during your K-State career?
Oh, heck yeah, man. Well, first of all, I love seeing all the hype and success and congratulations to Cooper Beebe because what a successful career, the work that he's put in, what he's been able to accomplish. Man, I wish that kid the best of luck. Kansas State got a great one there. One of the best offensive linemen to go through Kansas State, in my opinion. So he did a great job. For me, of course, there's always a pancake block. I mean, there's a touchdown that I scored on senior night against Texas Tech. That was awesome. There was a great pancake block against Oklahoma State at their place that I laid that's on the highlight reels whenever I see it. And I mean, you know, everyone's got those three or four, and it's been a while since I've broken out the tape or, you know, thought on back to Kansas State. But of course, man, us Hoggies, us offensive linemen, we all got those pancake blocks that we love. But for me, the highlight at Kansas State was, you know, blood, sweat, and tears for 5 years, senior night, you know, the most blue collar old school coach in the world, given the nod for his, you know, 5-year right tackle to score a touchdown on senior night. And that was a pretty special night. And the band, you know, chanting Reisner and, you know, people in the front row, I think there was 6 or 7 fraternity guys that didn't have a shirt on. They spelt Reisner out on their chest with purple paint. And I mean, the memories at Kansas State go on and on. I got endless love back in those days. I couldn't even accept a drink, but some of these days I wonder with all this NIL, if I had that, man, I had to say no to a lot of things. But man, nowadays I could say yes to all of it. But a lot of great memories there.
I was going to say, you probably rarely have to buy a drink in this town, but I remember that Texas Tech game because that might have been the coldest game I've ever been to. Just freezing cold. But that was you watching the score the touchdown, even though it wasn't counted. It was.
Hey, why'd you have to bring that up? Why did you just say that, bro?
Let it live.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Dalton. Let's cut that out of the podcast if you don't mind. Yeah. We're going to let that touchdown stand, put 6 on the board for the Cats, yeah. And it's a bigger win against Texas Tech back in 2018. We mentioned Cooper Beebe. He is projected right now to be a second-day guy. You were a second-day guy in the second round. What is Cooper about to experience? What is he about to go through with the draft next week?
You know, what I hope for him is for him just to soak it up and enjoy the process because the draft can get hard. I mean, he's went through the Senior Bowl. He's went through the combine. He's went through all of that stuff. And it's a bunch of evaluation. It's like being a cow at the butcher. You're going through, they're checking you out, or a cow at the stock show or a steer, whatever you want to call it. I mean, they're evaluating everything about you, personality, on and on and on. I mean, these teams are spending millions of dollars on you. At the end of the day with Cooper, he's going to be drafted. Maybe a chance at first round. Maybe at worst, third round. And that's me without even knowing anything about him. That's what I would probably say. But most likely, second round. You're going to make millions of dollars, Cooper. I'm guessing he's a lot like me, and the money doesn't matter. You're going to make your family proud. You're going to accomplish that childhood dream. You're going to be a representation of Kansas State. You're going to have an opportunity to lead young men and women of this world and be on a platform to carry yourself in a great way. Soak it up. Whether it's pick 33 or pick 31 or pick 40 or 50 or 60 or 100, dude, you're going to be making money to do what you love. It's not the end. It's not the finish line. It's the start. You know, college, high school, camps, everything led up to you getting drafted. Now, once you get drafted, let it fly, man. Let it fly. The average length in the NFL for an offensive lineman is like under a year. So you know what? Go out there and enjoy every year in the NFL and keep your head up. Remember everything that you learned at Kansas State. So, but that's the advice I'd give.
Let's talk real quick about where you're at in your NFL career, because 4 years with the Broncos, you had 1 year with the Minnesota Vikings, and now you're a free agent. So what has this offseason been like for you?
Yeah, man. Well, I got drafted in the second round, went and played 4 years for the Denver Broncos, and then 1 year for the Vikings. I've started all 5 years in my career. I've got 75 games in the NFL starting underneath my belt, and every single one of them has been a blessing. So grateful to be in the NFL that long, not only in the NFL, but be a starter and be on two great organizations. Last year, I didn't find a home until September. As everyone can probably see, free agency has not went the way that I wanted. It's been, you know, very, very unfortunate. But the truth is, back to my Wiggins days, it was hard to get scholarships. I've always been an undervalued guy. I don't have the intangibles. I don't think when people look at me, they see a phenom beast. I'm a guy that knows how to work his ass off, be downfield hustling, be, you know, durable and consistent every Sunday, be a guy that teams can count on. I tell you guys all that because I feel like that's where I'm at in my career. I feel like teams undervalue me. Teams don't value who Dalton Risner is. But at the same time, I've been in the NFL for 5 years, man, and it's a huge blessing. And I'm just so grateful to be where I'm at today. Of course, I want to continue playing. I think that, you know, I could make a few calls right now and be on a team, but I'm in a tough spot where I feel like with my resume in the NFL, I don't need a huge contract, nor do I think that I deserve the biggest contract out there. I just feel like I'm trying to get compensated fairly. And sometimes in the NFL with these, you know, big general managers and these guys that do the money talks and the politics, they try to put a number on you and tell you what you're worth and make you accept it. But, you know, I got a little stubborn side to me. So I'm playing that game now. I've been playing it for 2 years, and I sure wish it would be a little easier and I could have some security and be somewhere for multiple years. But that is what God's plan has been for me. So God's will be done, whether it's good for me or not. I want God's will, and that's kind of what he's been doing in my life as of lately.
Hey, Dalton, there's nothing wrong with going out there and getting what you feel like you deserve. You know who else who did that? Jerome Tang. And everybody around here looks up to Jerome Tang, and I'm sure a lot of people still around here looks up to Dalton Risner. Love to see that passion off the field as well. And coming up next weekend is the third annual Kymel for Kids Golf Tournament. Once again, it's at Culver Hills on April 27th. Give us some further details about what we need to know about this event, from who you're raising money for and what's taking place.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for asking. Thank you so much for having me on. It's my third annual golf tournament, partnered with Kymel, the nonprofit organization, partnered with my foundation, the Risner Up nonprofit organization. And really why we do this golf tournament, why I present this golf tournament and why we do it in Manhattan is because, one, I love being back in Manhattan. I feel like we have a great fan base, K-State country, all that good stuff, man. But also at the same time, Kymel and Camp Hope, this organization originated in Great Bend, Kansas. So it's kind of a great spot to meet up, see old friends, hold a golf tournament, raise money for an organization that is really making impacts and change in real people's lives. I mean, Kymel is centered around cancer, and whether it be adults or kids, whether it be them dying from cancer, whether it be them in remission from cancer, battling cancer, the thick of it, you name it, whether it be a family that has a child or an adult dealing with cancer, whether it be a sibling that has another sibling that has cancer, but the sibling needs help. I mean, they have camps for the siblings of kids that have cancer. So, I mean, this organization just, it branches out. It does it all. I'm on the board for the organization. I've been able to see the impacts for 10 years now. I went while I was at Kansas State, and it had such an impact on me that I am now on the board. I've been there for 10 years, and I also have been doing a golf tournament for 3. So that's how special it is to me. I'm so proud to be a part of it. I love being a part of it and doing it because, man, we just need more people to understand what they do. And we need more people to understand that there's a lot of families right at home. There's a lot of families in other countries and around the United States, yes, that we want to help and that need help. But there's a lot of people right at home in Kansas, in Missouri, in surrounding states that go a part of this Kaimo organization that do need help. And it all comes together at the golf tournament. We have a video we show. We do an auction. You know, obviously people golfing brings money in. There's sponsorship packets. And it's all done at Colbert Hills. So what a better place, man. Really excited for it and really appreciate you giving me the time to talk about it.
Well, Dalton, I appreciate you wanting to come on and talk about your career and talk about the Rise Up Foundation and the third annual Kaimo for Kids Golf Tournament. And we'll do our best to spread the word, and we'll get things rolling here for you on our end. So thank you for your time, and enjoy the event coming up next weekend. Thank you for so much.
Hey, you got it, man. God bless you, buddy. Really appreciate you. Go Cap.
Once again, that's former K-State offensive lineman Dalton Reisner again. He is hosting the third annual Kaimo for Kids Golf Tournament presented by the Reisner Up Foundation on Saturday, April 27th at Colbert Hills, and soon we'll have more information on the game social media. So again, thank you to Dalton Reisner, and that's going to do it for the game. Just like that, we're done. We're out, guys, because coming up here in just a few moments, we'll have pregame of K-State baseball, Bat-Cats at UConn from Storrs, Connecticut, and Brian Smoller will be on the broadcast with first pitch just after 5 o'clock. That'll wrap it up for the game. For Owen Burke, I'm Mitch Fortner. We're back tomorrow. Go Cats.